The politicians of the Interstellar Union hadn't seen what he'd seen. They hadn't experienced the ruthlessness of the Ixa in battle, and they hadn't heard the conviction of the Ixan AI named Boxa when he'd told Husher that he was but one of many superintelligences designed for war. The AI had promised that the others would come soon to finish the job of exterminating all life in the Milky Way. In the meantime, there was this warship from the Gok, with whom the IU had enjoyed an uneasy peace for the last 17 years. The Union did everything they could to maintain that peace, including mandating ROEs, rules of engagement, that left its own warships at a disadvantage against any Gok ship that might decide to attack.
"They're not acknowledging our transmission request, Captain,"
the comms officer almost whispered as she delivered the news. She was Ensign Amy Fry, and she sat two consoles over from Husher's, just a head and a foot lower. Like every other officer in the CIC, she faced the main display.
"Keep trying,"
Husher said, his voice tight with strain, even though he was trying his best to seem calm. Though unlikely, the possibility that the other vessel's comms simply weren't functioning would be enough to sink Husher's career if he fired first. Never mind that the Gok was the only species with whom the Interstellar Union had gone to war against during the 20 years since its inception, or that the Gok still steadfastly refused to join the Federation that included every other sentient species in the galaxy.
"Sir,"
muttered Commander Feske, Husher's XO, her twitching wings betraying her unease. Not that he needed the indication. He'd served with her since just before the Second Galactic War, and Husher could read his winger friend like a favorite book. But that wouldn't stop him from observing protocol.
"Easy, Commander. I'm not about to go down in history as the captain who fired the first shot in the renewed Gok Wars."
Even so, he turned to his nav officer. "Initiate reverse thrust, Cabo, engaging engines at 65%. Let's start inching back toward Zakros's orbital defense platforms."
"Aye, Captain."
Lieutenant Commander Cabo answered in the high-pitched tones of the Kathian, one of the few that were aboard the Vesta. Most of Cabo's species preferred to remain close together, where the benefits of their psychic consensus was multiplied. But under the direction of the Interstellar Union, the fleet had assigned Cabo to serve in Husher's CIC, and Husher was pretty sure he knew why.
"The Gok carrier has doubled its acceleration, Captain," the sensor operator reported from two consoles to Husher's right. "Her main gun is aligned with our forward starboard engine."
Husher's fingers tightened around the cold steel of his chair's armrests. Peering at the CIC's main display, he raised his right hand to a sturdy white switch positioned on the side of his console, flicking from a tactical representation of the two warships to the view from an exterior visual sensor. It showed mostly empty space at the moment, the Gok ship nothing more than a distant gleam. Flicking the ivory switch once again, Husher changed the display back to a tactical overview. That likely wouldn't be what the other officers saw on the display. When his comms officer looked at the main display, she likely saw a data readout on the warship's communications array, or maybe reports from subordinates in her department as they worked together to hail the Gok ship. The sensor operator would likely be managing multiple streams of information provided by various sensor types, radar, LIDAR, visual, and so on. Of course, Chief Benno Tremaine, his tactical officer, probably did have the tactical display up, alongside multiple targeting calculations. Husher had long ago drilled into the man's head that he should always be ready with multiple firing solutions whenever a nearby ship had even the slimmest chance of becoming violent. It was far more efficient to modify an existing firing solution than to whip up one from scratch. Without oculenses, it wouldn't have been possible for each officer to see something different on the main display. The invention had certainly been a boon for CIC operations. The public had found plenty of other uses for oculenses, of course, but Husher didn't consider all of those to be quite as beneficial. As captain, he could tap into what any of his CIC's officers were looking at while they were on duty. He did so now, switching to his sensor operator's overlay.